commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
A woman from Indiana worked in the payroll department of a mid-sized company. Last year, her boss needed a personal assistant, and she was his choice. She didn't like the change at work. There's nothing unusual about this story. The normal response would be to polish up the resume, quietly interview for a new job, and then quit once she finds something more to her liking. But she quit right away. No need to find another job. Her two-income household was now one worker and one stay-at-home. But by not working, she now gets a huge subsidy to help pay for health insurance. That expense has been lowered by $500 a month, and she now spends her spare time babysitting her granddaughter. A 20-something man in Texas has bravely battled leukemia. Now he wants to pursue his lifelong dream of starting his own software company for kids with cancer. His uncle, who makes $88,000 a year as a computer programmer, quit his job to work on the project full-time. Now he has no income, and he can get his health insurance for $170 a month. He can look for another tech job later. A woman in her 60s had 30 years of child care experience. The daycare center where she worked was taken over by a large corporation. Her old employer didn't offer health coverage. Her new employer does, but it's expensive. She quit that job and now gets a 100% subsidy under the Affordable Care Act. She'll limp along for a year or two when her Social Security kicks in. The Washington Post found all of those real-life examples of people who withheld their labor because of Obamacare. The White House offered other possible examples to counter last week's Congressional Budget Office report that predicts lower workforce participation because of the generous tax subsidies under Obamacare. A single mother who works three part-time jobs to make ends meet might quit one of them, spend more time with her kids, and still get a big tax credit to pay her insurance bill. A 63-year-old woman with chronic joint pain won't have to work in discomfort just to get health insurance from her employer until she qualifies for Medicare. At a different time in American history, this would be considered immoral. Quitting your job so someone else, the taxpayers, can pay for your health care, that was considered downright wrong. I should work so my tax dollars can pay for sloth? Who asked me whether I'd be willing to do my job so other people could indulge their fancies? But that was then, and this is now. I can't even make the argument that my tax dollars are paying for these people. Today, $1 in $3 that the federal government spends are borrowed or financed through a buyback of treasury bonds. So no one is paying for that. It's being added to our nation's tab. And at $17 trillion and counting, we are never going to repay our debt. Someday we'll either default or devalue our currency. We would rip off China and other debt holders before we'd kick the lazy of among us off the dole. You can add these two items to the sins of Obamacare. First, it has weakened the traditional American work ethic. And second, it's reduced the number of Americans who even care that it has.